The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This is US 99.
Drew, what's up? It's DL.
Dustin Lynch, welcome home to Chicago.
Great to be back. It's been a few weeks.
How are you, pal?
I'm great.
Album number 6. Is it weird to hear that for yourself as an artist? Like all the life you've lived, all the years touring, so many early summers with Luke Bryan, you've just been killing it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. What a great ride. And album 6, I mean, I just kind of stepped back. I told my band last week, honestly, before a show, I was like, guys, we have 6 albums. Think about how many artists growing up that we love and listen to they don't have 6 albums.
Yeah.
We made it there. It's pretty cool.
It's huge. And Kill the Cowboy, all right, explain this to me. Is this metaphorical? Is this the most open project you've ever made?
It is, yeah. I found myself, you know, digging in deep and paying attention to my inner conversation. And I've been through it. I'm single, you know, and breakups suck.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a front row seat for all that.
I got to say, I love your voice as a singer. Stars Like Confetti, my favorite part, right before the chorus, you do a run in one octave. Babe, I'm getting cold. But in the background, you're doing the super high in the next octave, and it just sounds so good. I hope you know that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's all that little ear candy that we kind of sit around and chip away at. How we like to record, we kind of get the main bones of a song, and then my producer and I will come in.
Yeah, because not a lot of people know you can hit all the high notes, Dustin. Come on now.
Yeah. But we'll come in, you know, weeks and months and time and just slowly chip away at stuff till we find it in a special spot.
I think my favorite Chicago Dustin Lynch performance, though, I'm not sure if you remember this, it was truly off the cuff, live, no net. I think Mind Reader was number one, and you agreed to go across the street for us from Wrigley and sing a few songs on a back patio of the Cubby Bear.
Oh, yeah.
People still pop that Facebook memory up on my timeline today.
Oh, that was such a great day, man. I'd get asked, you know, what's your favorite show ever? Playing Wrigley that day, that night. Was unbelievable.
What's the strangest place you've ever sang a few songs? Is there one unusual where you weren't expecting it?
Yeah, I played a coffee shop in Manila, Philippines.
Really?
Yeah, that'd probably be the most random.
Were you just thinking, I'm going to busk for a little bit?
Yeah, a couple of college buddies and I go try to do a new country every year, and one of them was working out of Manila at the time, so we went and visited him, and I had his girlfriend set up some pop-up performances.
That's
over there.
So cool.
Yeah.
Things we want to know about you, Dustin Lynch. Are you an NFL fan?
Yeah, I love the NFL. I love the storyline. My team's the Titans.
Okay.
Tough team to be a big fan of right now. We're rebuilding.
Titans? They've got some go to them. Do we have any hope for the Bears this year?
My steel player in the band is a Chicago boy and
he's been Bears. Crying every weekend.
Yeah, we give him a hard time, especially with all the scandal that's happening.
Oh my gosh! Like the most crazy afternoon. The defensive coordinator disappears and then resigns, and then Justin Fields says it's coaching for the bad performance. All the things in one thing together. It was like a tornado.
It's an episode of Jerry Springer. Man.
Yes, yes. Okay, so now that we're in fall, Dustin Lynch, pumpkin spice latte or hot apple cider?
I'm a pumpkin spice latte girl.
Dustin, you do you. All right, corn maze or cornhole?
Oh, let's go cornhole tailgating on that.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your favorite article of clothing in the fall that you got that you're like, this is tried and true, I'm going to put it on and I feel like me?
One of my camo jackets and a deer stand.
Nice. What was the last purchase you made just because you wanted it? You said, I see it, I want it, I'm going to buy it.
A farm in Missouri.
What? Okay, I wasn't expecting that. How many acres did you buy?
That one is, I think it's a couple hundred acres.
That is incredible. Now, is this like a downtime? Are you actually going to farm? Do you have plans?
Yeah, I actually leased it out. I just got the check in the mail. Thank goodness. I leased it out to a row crop farmer out there. And then my goal is, you know, I'm a huge outdoorsman. I love to hunt. So
yeah.
My goal is to ease up there and get to hunt it.
And you're preserving the land. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a huge conservationist. You know, honestly, I spend most of my off days on my farm in Tennessee trying to figure out how to make better habitat for animals. And
yeah.
It's been so much fun. I've rehabilitated about a huge block of woods, and I've watched populations of animals come back and thrive, and it's so much fun.
What an incredible opportunity that you're able to do that, and you love it, and you have passion about it. That's so great.
Yeah, I was out actually last night in the dark. We've got finally have some rain coming, and I was out in the dark for a couple hours planting some fields, hopefully grow some groceries for the deer and turkey.
Nice. All right, last show or movie you discovered on the bus that you are now completely in love with?
Alone. It's a series on Netflix where they drop 10 people in the wilderness. It's all self-filmed, and the last man standing wins.
What? Is this new, or is this like, I've never even heard of that before.
Yeah, they've done 7 seasons.
Okay.
A new one just dropped. Well, at least it's new to me, so I'm kind of all up in it.
Yeah, you got to be. Well, we are super fans of you here in Chicago. You know that. The new project has killed the cowboy, stars like confetti, and we just want to see you back here in town soon, bud.
Oh, we'll be coming through. We're overdue to see you guys, and I love Chicago. Thank you all for having us over, you know, back time and time again, and for all the love and support. We'll see you on tour soon.
And thanks for the time calling this morning. Hope you have a great week.
Y'all too. See ya.
Bye, Dustin.
Bye-bye.
Dustin Lynch, the new project, Killed the Cowboy, available everywhere now with US 99.